What's up, people of this weird planet called Earth? Welcome to episode 56 of Reality Monday with yours truly, Damilare Mapa, titled 4 years plus after BSc, story of progress versus emotions. I wrote the outline for this episode and I realized it is going to be a very long one because I wrote about 10 outlines and it's going to be a solo episode. I'm hoping it's going to be short, but if it is not, I'll be splitting it into two different episodes. So it will be part one and part two. I know the episode sounds weird, but it was kind of an inspiration that just came to me because I've not had the time to look for guests. This is like the second solo episode I'm having this year. And I think I just, aside from the fact that I've not had guests, or I didn't have time to like put guests together because of so many things I've been doing this month, I kind of missed having solo conversations with myself. It's really nice. And I think I'll start the episode with a discussion I had with someone, just a brief discussion on Saturday during the event that I organized, Game Plan 4, which was amazing, by the way. We were talking about podcasts. He just told me that, oh, how is my podcast? And so I just said, I'm just literally putting out content. It's not something that I'm doing for probably the money or the fame or anything. I'm just putting out content just to document them, and at the end of the day, probably in the future, for them to just have value, like just storing content in a particular place, like an archive. That's just what I'm doing because I love speaking, honestly. Aside from my main also, which is photography, please patronize my brand, Mapa Photography. Speaking is something that just gives me joy naturally. So whether I'm getting money from it or not, I just enjoy it. So without further ado, I think we should just go straight into the episode. Okay, it's already 2 minutes in. I'll be going through the outline and then taking them one by one, which is quite interesting. Number one outline is my last years of my BSc in Geology and Mineral Science 2018. Second is service in Akwa Ibom 2019. Third is after service plans and photography 2019/2020. Number four, relationship / the opposite gender. This is like throughout the time, it's continuous. So there's no time frame for it. Number five is coronavirus and the Damilare Mapa podcast, which started 2020. Number six, Birth of Mapa Photography 2021. Number seven, Masters in Business Admin 2020/2021 to 2023. Number eight is Social Media and the Game Plan 2021 to 2023. Number nine is Where We Are Now. And number 10, Marriage, Family, and the Realization of What Emotional Attachment is All About. So this is an unscripted episode. I just have an outline for it, so it's just going to come like from my head. I might not be able to like say everything detailed, but I'll try to give a summary of each outline. So we are starting with my last years of my BS in Geology and Mineral Science 2018. So 2018 was a very memorable year for me. Looking back at who I was then and who I am now, this like and a very, very large, like incomparable, I'm hoping I got that right, incomparable difference with maturity, how I see life, how I see emotional attachment, and so many things. Because my last years in school, when I was doing my BS in Geology and Mineral Science, they were me just trying to survive, just like every other person does in final year in the University of Illinois. Or most likely every other school. I was trying to survive, and the shaking that I faced was crazy. But then I vowed that I would never come back to school, especially not to University of Illinois. But see me now, life will just change your perspective. It was fun, it was interesting, and the most memorable day of my life was my graduation day, because it took tears from my eyes. A lot of things took tears from my eyes. For instance, trying to collect my certificate, my project, like, and so many other things. I was so scared about so many things. Okay, aside from my graduation day, the other day that was like the best day of my life was the day I saw like my name on the graduating list when I checked my portal. God, I think I actually cried that day also. And I don't know people that say guys are not supposed to cry. That's their business. I cry when I have emotional breakdowns, or like when there's an outburst of emotion. So my final years in my BSc, I linked up with friends and so many things, but I was not matured enough to face real life. Although I was very independent, I'm not the kind of person that have friends a lot. I just know a lot of people. So it was kind of just me still mingling with people, going to school. I was not doing any other thing aside from school. Probably poetry and writing, and that was all. I was just all on geology. So I'll move straight to service in Akwa Ibom. So after my graduation, 2018 October, I went to service in that same October. I think it was the day after my convocation that I went to service. And boy, Akwa Ibom was something else. It was another civilization entirely different from what I had ever faced before. And when I got to Akwa Ibom, I was like, oh, I just want to use this my service here to explore. So many people were like saying, oh, they want to use it to figure out their life. No, mm-mm. I just wanted to explore, which at the end of the day had its negative and positive side, but I honestly do not regret it. At the end of the day, I could not stay there. I had to come back home. So I spent a whole year there. I didn't come out home aside from after I left camp. So the only time I came back to Ilorin was when I left camp, and I just used a few weeks, like the holiday that they give after camp, and then I went back to Akwa Ibom and I used the whole year there. And it was actually really amazing. It was fantastic. I lived the city life, I lived the village life. I was a school teacher, I was teaching geography and to some really crazy kids. And well, the experience is basically long, but then it was really nice. It made me learn language, it made me learn like culture of another like set of people. The difference between Igbo and Ibibio, what's it called? The fact that they have like a diverse cultural belief and what's it called? It was just really interesting. And then it made me break some myths about southern part of Nigeria. They were really nice people, amazing people that I met there. So I think that's just like a summary. I'll probably do an episode of that one day, probably a YouTube channel, I don't know. So moving on, after service plans and photography. So I think just to save time, I'll just be like going through 1 to 5, and then I'll take the rest some other time. So after service plans and photography, my after service plan, God almighty, I look back at it now and I'm like, just the play, because the plans I had were, should I say, not realistic. When I came back from service, oh boy, I was like the rich kid. I had saved up a lot of money. Despite the fact that I was not living close by, I was able to save because I know how to manage a lot. So I was able to save like about 100k, and it was quite the amount that time. And then I had like this what's it called, like $100 that I got from, I will not say where I got it from, but it was legal, sure. It was not something that I did that was illegal. I've already cast myself, but it was just like a token that someone gave us for, I think during the election time, we partook in the election, and I was the PO, presiding officer of my polling unit then in 2019. And after the election, they just said, oh, like to compensate you coppers, just $200, but it was to be shared between like a few of us. And what happened? Okay, I think I shared another amount with them, so I just took like the $100. I just kept it, and I didn't actually change it. But unfortunately, I brought it back. When I brought it back to Ilorin, I kept it. Like I kept it. Now I look back at it and I was like, if I had kept it to this point, like $100 then was 30k, and now it is about 90 something k. Like just by just leaving the money, which is like very sad. It's very sad because like Nigeria has reached the point where you can literally just owe the money of another like country, and then just because of your own country's like naira has been devalued, like your currency has been devalued, you can cash out. It's sad, but it is something that is like a good thing for some people, because yeah, they cash out on other people's sorrow. But moving back into what I was saying before, I got that $100, but it later got lost painfully. I was keeping it to use it for something meaningful. I wanted to even buy photographic gadget at the point, but I think that was when it got lost. I don't know how it happened. Maybe they stole it from me, I don't know. So that one being said, when I came back, like I said, I was like the rich kid. I was spending money, I was going to ShopRite, because immediately I came back, I just I had plans, but because I had already been learning photography before, I just went back to my boss, and I was going to the studio within the week. So most of the times I'll just go to ShopRite, buy bread, buy this, buy that. I was just buying stuff. I didn't think. I was like, now I look back at that time, I'm like, guy, you could have used this money to hold something down. But well, that's why we grow and we learn every day. So after the way I was lavishing money, the plans I had was that, I would write my CV, I would like search for jobs, and when I get a job, at the end of the day, I would work for a while, save money, and then I'll just travel abroad, and then I'll start like my studies there, and I'll just move on. That was my plan, and I was like, okay, yeah, get a scholarship and travel abroad. And well, 2020 was looking at me, coronavirus was looking at me, and I said, you, yeah, did they play? So, and at the end of the day, I got stuck with coronavirus. At a point, I was just like, even the CV that I wrote my CV, actually, I printed it. The CV I wrote, I was just like, oh, this is a waste of time. Even when I got the job interview in Lagos, then that was when I realized that, no, this is not for me. Like, you have to move on. You have to move on. So 2019, 2020, I was talking in between, photography, use my BSc degree. And I was like, geology and mineral science, it's not like you just get a job miraculously. Most of the jobs I was seeing online then were HR accounting, jobs that were not just field specific, except for if you become a marketer, like all this job, all these bank jobs where you start looking for clients. So in short, I later had to re-strategize, and after coronavirus, I realized that I needed a new plan, and that new plan was go into photography and then go back to school. So I was being pressured to go back to school, but I did not want to just do my master's in geology and mineral science, because I thought it was a waste of time. And honestly, this is like not specific. It has to do with anything that you decide you want to do, because this world, your destiny is different from another person, so you have to make your own decisions. And I made mine. I started my brand. I think that's the better photography. I had already moved into number 5, which is coronavirus and the Damla Imapa podcast. It was during the lockdown 2020 that I started my podcast, and that's been a very crazy, like, different journeys of switching timetables, of trying to be consistent, of I decided to even create a community of podcasters, and it went well until everybody, real life, just splitted all of us apart. And aside from that, I didn't even mention Kura Media. Kura Media was also something I started after service, because of life too, and money and Nigeria, we had to split. And I swear, now I'm just remembering a lot of things, which is really nice. So I skipped number 4, I went to number 5 and 6. Number 4 is relationship and the opposite gender. That's something that I would still bring out the whole time, till the last episode, till the last part, which is marriage, family, and the realization of what emotional attachment is all about. So at this point in my life, I figured out that when it comes to relationships and the opposite gender, there are some norms that even the opposite gender self do not like. They don't know that it's psychological, she gets. But no matter what happens, you cannot bypass it, she gets, when it comes to emotionally attaching to someone. And one of the reasons why, throughout my university days to my service, after service, I've not been interested in entering into a relationship, is because even most ladies that say that, you should take relationships seriously and so many other things, they don't know that, like, they are hitting themselves in the leg, or they are shooting themselves in the leg. Like it's like reverse psychology. They don't know it, because when you think about it, as a young man, every single, like, young man, whether it's in school, whether it's out of school, if he has not, like, found his foothold, there's a very big probability, there's a higher probability that, like, he cannot commit totally into a relationship that will lead to marriage. So what's now the point of it? And even most ladies self that enter, I hear the, like, a lot of funny things, like, like, when I'm starting school and you ask me for a relationship, and as a lady, and you, like, you are telling me that, oh, you want to get married immediately, some of them run because they're like, I'm not prepared yet. But why then the relationship? Some people will be like, oh, like, you have to learn from a place or something. I'm like, learn? Really? And you go through all that stress and then you complain about breakups and heartbreaks. But I think that's just, like, the summary of it. So I feel like one thing I wrote about relationship and the opposite gender is, one thing I wrote it down, or one reason I wrote it down, is because, like, most people tend to follow the norm of, yeah, recycling relationships and then complaining about the relationships, even when they actually did not, like, get a foundation for it, which is, it's a norm that will never stop. Everybody is just, like, we are just, should I say hypocrites that are blaming other hypocrites. But I feel like that's human nature and you cannot change it, so we just have to roll with it. Now I'm just at the point where for me, I just try to keep connections with people, but my mental health is first, so I stay back. Most people feel like it is ghosting, but because of how real life is so choky. It's very choky, so it's hard to keep up. It's really hard to keep up. And then a lady will not commit to you also, because it's like they want things that they cannot give. Most ladies will never. So they will blame you, they will hold you down for not doing things for them, but they will never do those things for you. She gets, when it comes to, like, benefits, mutual benefits. And they will never take you seriously except from your, if you ask them, like, you ask them for your relationship and your relationship with them. So what's not the point? It's like you are the one that is what's it called, in the opposite side, where you are not gaining anything. You're just, it's like a, what's it called, it's not a symbiotic relationship, it's a parasitic one. So the best thing is just to, like, do things that you are comfortable with. I'm talking about, like, for both genders now, do things you're comfortable with. If you are not interested in what's it called, consistency with this person, and you don't want it to lead to marriage, or you are not yet prepared for it to lead to marriage, just do things that you are convenient with. Don't overdo it, and then communicate. Communication is key. And when I say communicate, it's not like consistency communicate. Just let the person know your mindset, and don't be too hypocritical, because everybody is an hypocrite. Don't be too hypocritical. Don't be too parasitic. So yeah, I believe a lot of things I've said might not be straightforward, but people that would understand would. So I think I've gone through number 1 to 5 of this outline, 4 years plus after BSc, story of progress. Yeah, progress versus emotion, which has been so contradictory. Like, trying to keep up with building relationships with people that lasts, that does not end in relationship, where people, like, chop, you give each other breakfast and you hate each other, and then trying to also progress in life, because you cannot progress. They are intertwined. It's always connected. As long as you are dealing with human beings, emotions will always be there. And when you want to progress, you have to also understand how you would balance these two parts. So that's basically, I'm trying to link this with my own story and anything that most people can learn from it. I hope they actually do. Let me see anything that I missed before we postpone this to the next episode. This part two might not be straight like immediately after this, because I'll be having guests next month. Hopefully by the time I'm almost done with my masters, by God's grace, please pray for me. Let me see, last years of my BSc service in Akwa Ibom, I'm going through after service plans and photography. Okay, yes, I started my brand 2021 with my elder brother being my first model. That was my first model shoot in January, and since then that's just been grace with the help of a lot of amazing people. I really appreciate you for supporting my brand. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for also supporting the Damilare Mapa brand generally, my podcasts, poetry, my organizing events, and so many other things. I really appreciate so many of you. Relationships and the opposite gender still continues, and then coronavirus and the Damilare Mapa podcast. I think that's basically, I've gone through a lot of things there. There's a lot of more stories. If you want the gist, you can hit me up in the DM. I'll be waiting. Thank you very much for listening to episode 56 of Reality Monday with your studio, Damilare Mapa. Out. Hope you guys learned something from it too. Please don't forget to, is it like, subscribe, and whatever it is they say, but please drop a feedback. Please push this out. You can repost it. I'd really appreciate it. Thank you very much. See you guys in the next one. Peace.